Hazrat Ali admonishes the besiegers. When the rebels had surrounded Hazrat Usman Raziallahu Anhu, and even went so far as to stop water from entering his house, he sent a neighbor's son to Hazrat Ali Raziallahu Anhu, Hazrat Talha Raziallahu Anhu, Hazrat Zubair Raziallahu Anhu, and the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, meaning the wives of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for assistance, saying, "The rebels have even cut our water supply. If you are able to do something, then please arrange for water to be conveyed to us." From among the men, Hazrat Ali Raziallahu Anhu was the first to arrive. He admonished the rebels, saying, "What sort of behavior have you adopted? Your actions neither resemble those of the believers nor the disbelievers. Do not prevent food and drink from entering the house of Hazrat Usman Raziallahu Anhu. Even the Romans and Persians provide their prisoners with food and water. According to the Islamic practice, your conduct is not acceptable in the least. Besides, what harm has Hazrat Usman Raziallahu Anhu done to you that you deem it permissible to imprison him and kill him?" This admonition of Hazrat Ali Raziallahu Anhu had no influence on them whatsoever. They plainly said, "Whatever the case may be, we shall not allow food or water to reach him." This was the reply the rebels gave to the person who they deemed to be the wasi of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his true successor. After this reply, does the need for any other testimony remain in order to prove that this party, who declared Hazrat Ali Raziallahu Anhu to be the wasi, had not left their homes in support of the truth or out of their love for the Ahl-e-Bayt, rather only to fulfill their base desires?